The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. His wife, my daughter. When I finally tracked Lot down, he'd already moved on from the city of Zoar, up into that famous cave in the mountains.
Whoa, girl. Oh, this looks like the place they described, I think.
Oh, I can't see any signs of life here, though.
Good girl, good girl.
Oh, a nice bit of scrub for you to eat. I could do with a bite to eat myself. Godforsaken place this is. Wait, did you see something moving up in the ridge there? No? Oh, my eyes must be playing tricks on me now. Could have sworn I saw two women. With spears, it looked like. Oh, I need sleep and food. Why on earth would he have come all the way up here? I mean, I must have taken a wrong turn. Hang on, I definitely saw something moving this time. Hello?
I mean no harm. Please, who are you?
But your hands where we can see them.
Oh, no, please, I'm just an old woman.
What's your name?
Shamira.
Where do you come from?
I was told I'd find Lot here.
What business have you with him?
Lot's wife was my daughter. Please, be careful with those spears.
Granny Shamira?
What are you doing here?
Oh, my lord. You're the little girls. Lot's daughters.
Yes, I'm Thamma.
And I'm Fainne.
Oh, my darlings. Well, you've grown up. I mean, lovely young women now. Here, let me give you a hug.
You'd better come up to the cave. It's safer there.
Oh, bless us. Safer? Safer from what?
It's much safer inside.
From depravity.
Depravity? Out here?
We must always be vigilant.
Right. Well, you'd better lead the way then.
It's just up the hill here. Watch your step.
Hurry.
Mind the staves.
They're sharp.
Mind the pits.
They're full of staves.
I can't go any faster.
How did you find us?
I asked for directions in the city of Zoar.
After the Lord rained upon Sodom, brimstone and fire, we fled to Zoar. But then
we went up out of Zoar.
Oh yeah, so they told me. Oh, you're quite famous down there.
Daddy feared to live there.
It was a bad place.
Oh, that was a bad place too. You've had no luck, you poor creatures.
But Daddy bade the Lord spare the city of Zoar.
Daddy spoke out for the people of Zoar.
He beseeched the Lord that they be not smitten with brimstone and with fire, for it was only a small city.
A small city?
And not as bad as Sodom.
Or Gomorrah.
Oh, and the Lord listened to your father?
Yes. Daddy was the only good man in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, sure, I know. He was always very good, wasn't he? Your poor mother was crazy about him.
Our mother was turned into a pillar of salt.
She turned around to look back, and the Lord had forbidden that.
Why would she do that?
Why was it forbidden?
The Lord forbade it.
Yes, but why?
It was forbidden.
The Lord had told us to turn away from Sodom and Gomorrah and never look back.
They were awful places. You've no idea what went on in Sodom.
Well, I've a fair idea. I'm not so clear on what happened in Gomorrah, mind you.
The Lord forbade us to look back. He was very specific about that.
It was all he asked.
Only a foolish woman would disobey.
A foolish and a sinful woman.
Oh, my poor little girl.
Her body was turned into a pillar of salt.
Oh, yes, I wanted to ask about that.
She was worldly and disobedient.
She did not fear the Lord. She did not hear the Lord, for the Lord was not in her thoughts.
But the poor creature didn't even like salt.
She shouldn't have looked back then.
Are you familiar by any chance with the story of Orpheus and Eurydice?
No.
Well, it's kind of similar.
Is that a Greek story?
Yes.
Daddy has no time for the Greeks.
Oh, I see.
Or for stories.
There's the cave mouth just ahead.
Oh, do your sisters live there too?
Our sisters?
Yeah, the older ones, the married ones.
No, they're not with us.
Oh, God. Well, don't tell
Daddy me. Warned their husbands of what would happen, but being foolish men, their husbands thought he was joking.
Oh, that's awful. And poor Lot only trying to do the right thing. But your sisters, what happened to them?
They perished with the rest.
Oh, were they... Well, don't tell me they were sinners, were they?
Their husbands thought Daddy was joking.
That was foolish of them, I know, but to perish in a hail of screaming fire, their husbands should have taken that seriously.
I suppose.
Daddy was the only good man in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes, so you said.
And he wasn't joking.
Here we are, through this hole.
Mind your head.
Bent down.
Hurry.
It's cosy, isn't it?
Just through here.
What's that glittering on the rocks?
Crystals of salt.
Salt?
The Dead Sea is only a few miles away. The salt gets everywhere.
Oh, I see.
Who's there?
It's us, Daddy.
Girls, you're not alone. Who's with you?
Granny is here.
How dare you? My mother is dead.
No... The other granny. Go on in. Draw the curtain.
Shamira.
Hello, Lot.
Shamira. Well, isn't this lovely? It's been quite a while, hmm?
Mm-hmm. 9 years.
9. Well, where does the time go, huh?
Mm-hmm. I had to sit down.
Oh, of course. Come in. Come in. That ledge there is quite comfy.
This stone ledge?
Yes. Fiona, rake those embers. We'll get a good fire going.
Yes, Daddy.
We only use the fire sparingly in case we're seen. You wouldn't know who might be passing by.
Really? It seems quite isolated.
I'm glad you found us, Shamira. I've been meaning to get in touch with you. Will you have some wine?
I think I better.
Thamma. Get your granny a vessel, will you?
Yes, Daddy.
That's a good girl. Isn't she the great little housewife?
Oh, yes, they're both quite the young ladies.
What about a bite to eat?
Oh, well, I haven't eaten in
locusts.
I'm grand, thanks. I'll just have the wine.
I think you'll like this wine. I managed to save it from the conflagration.
It was the only good wine in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, lovely.
So, to what do we owe the pleasure?
Well, I wanted to see how you all are. And I've so many questions. I hadn't seen you, you know, since...
Since the Lord singled me out for salvation?
Yeah.
Entirely unexpected, I don't mind telling you. And what an honour. As far as I knew, I wasn't even all that exceptional. Fill me up again there, Thamma.
Yes, Daddy.
I can do that.
It's all right. I have it.
Girls, don't fight over me. Let Thamma do it. Fiona, you'll pour next time. Oh, go easy. Watch these two, Shamira. They'll have you on your ear if you're not careful. Believe you me.
Sorry, Daddy.
It's all right. You're a great girl. You both are. Mind you, don't spill any wine on those rushes. We have to sleep on those later. The joys of the simple life, huh? So there I was in that awful place when two angels, two big fellas, sent down by the Lord, came to visit me. That was quite a special moment, as you can imagine. I knew who and what they were straight away, of course. But then the funny thing is, I couldn't be 100% sure that it was me they were looking for, do you know? But still, I grabbed the bull by the horns. "You lads, ye must be angels," says I. just out with it like that, because that'd be me, you know. I'll always say what's on my mind, no matter what. Not everyone can deal with that, of course, but I always think it's the best policy. And I think that maybe that's what so impressed the Almighty about me. So I brought them round to our house. Remember the Angels, girls?
Yes, Daddy.
Fine fellas. Normal as you like, no airs on them at all. And they told me straight out that the Lord was displeased with Sodom and Gomorrah. Of course, I didn't need angels to tell me that. Sure, hadn't I been saying the same thing myself for years? Girls, go out and gather some supper.
Ah, Daddy.
Please, can't we stay?
Please, 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 please.
Off with you now, and no cheek.
See you later, Granny.
But I don't see why we should have to.
Come on, come on, Daddy says.
Not for their ears. I know they grew up in Sodom, but we tried to give them as normal a life as we could. You wouldn't believe the carry-on that was happening in Sodom. Shamira, you've no idea.
Well, I have. But are the girls all right here, lass?
Why wouldn't they be? Aren't they with their daddy?
Aren't they curious about the world? About boys?
Boys? Oh, I think we'll get along without boys for another little while, thank you very much. The wilderness is a damn sight, healthier than where we came from. So now, the night the angels called round, you know, they asked if they could stay the night, and I said I'd be honoured, absolutely.
You're very good.
That's what the angels said, too.
And what about my daughter? I mean, she must have been thrilled to have angels in the house, was she?
I suppose she was. But then there was the whole nasty business with the men of the city gathered round the house demanding to know them.
Oh, they wanted to meet the angels.
Oh, God love your innocence. No, they wanted to know them, you know.
Oh, in the biblical sense.
Sure, what other sense is there?
And are you sure that's what they meant?
These are my guests, I said. What kind of a host would I be if I let you blackguards know them?
Well said.
Clear off, I told them. But they wouldn't budge, just stood around with a nasty, expectant look. So I said, look, leave the angels alone. You can take my young daughters and know them if you want.
What?
The angels were my guests, Shamira. There's such a thing as hospitality. Anyway, that's when the Lord decided that fire and brimstone was the only language those boyos in Sodom and Gomorrah would understand.
Oh, and what about the women? I mean, were they all bad too? You only ever seem to mention the men.
The women should have known better than to be with those men.
And the children, did they all deserve fire and brimstone too?
Better that than to grow up like their parents. And besides, the men had to be shown there was no point in using women and children as a human shield. The angels are too smart to fall for that old trick.
I wonder if that's what she was looking back for, to see what was happening, the women and children.
Maybe so, maybe so. But there's no point upsetting yourself with postmortems. We've moved on. We've built up a good life for ourselves here. A safe, cosy family unit. It's best not to...
To look back?
Exactly. Sorry.
Lot, I don't want to upset you or your family. I know you're trying to make a new life here in your well-fortified cave with your salvaged belongings and your wine and your adult daughters. But she was turned into a pillar of salt. I need to know what that means.
Believe me, I've thought long and hard about it myself. Why did she have to look around? Was it just an innocent reflex? Or was it a subconscious hankering for the life she was leaving behind? Maybe it was misplaced compassion, as you say.
I didn't say misplaced, Lot. I'm not in the least curious about why she turned around. I mean, people do that every day. It doesn't seem to bother the Lord unduly. But my daughter turns around and he turns her into a pillar of salt. What does that even mean?
Oh, sir, I've asked myself the same question a million times. A pillar of salt, of all things. What's the significance of that? What are we to learn from
that? No, that's not what I meant.
I mean, salt obviously symbolises something.
Yes, possibly, but...
What though? It's a preservative, of course. And a seasoning.
Yes, it is, but that's not what I was asking.
It can be used as a cleansing agent too, even a unit of currency sometimes, if you can believe that.
I know that, but...
none of those seems to quite fit.
Lot, I actually want to know what a pillar of salt means, literally. Like, did she become a proper pillar with fluting and capitals and pediments and what have you? Or does it mean she turned into a salt statue of herself? That's what I need to know.
Oh...
I even had the forlorn hope at first it might be a metaphor for being overcome with salt tears.
Oh, no, we don't deal in euphemisms around here. We're simple, honest, straightforward people. Words mean exactly what they mean and no more.
Oh, yeah. Except the verb to know.
Except that. Well, as to the pillar... I can answer your question. In fact, I can do better than that. Do you want to see her?
She's here?
She's outside. Just up the hill a bit.
She's buried here?
No.
What then?
Not much further. She's just up there.
Is that her? That lump? Oh, God. Oh, my poor little girl.
There's been a bit of wind erosion, but she's held out pretty well. See, you can make out her outline easily enough.
Yes.
And turned head there. Look.
Oh, yes. She looks as if she was trapped in a shell of salt.
That was exactly my first thought. I imagined, like I suppose any loving husband would, that God had punished my wife's curiosity simply by encasing her in salt. Of course, I couldn't get a proper look at her at the time because that would have meant turning around.
Yeah, of course.
But I punched and gouged as best I could to try and get her free. That was a mistake.
Oh, dear God.
Did you ever hear the screeching sound that densely packed salt makes when you try to tear it apart?
Screeching sound? Oh, no.
If you did, you'd remember it. I'll tell you. Look, there. You can just make out where
the indentation. Yes, I see it now. Oh, then you brought her here and stood her on a hill.
Yes. She'll always be with us. Always here to remind us.
Remind us of what?
Well, to remind the girls, especially, that it's dangerous to...
To what? To what? To be curious?
Well, that of course,
but... Or is it to remind them that women are naturally disobedient and deserve punishment for it?
Ah, if that were the case, there'd be a lot more pillars of salt.
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
Now, Shamira...
Just shut up, you smoke sanctimonious old goat. Look at her. I always knew in the way that mother-in-laws do that you would let her down one day, but I never expected this level of vindication. This level of creativity...
Granny, what's wrong?
Why are you shouting at Daddy?
He's a good man.
Oh, yes, he's the only good man in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the Lord singled him out for salvation.
She's being sarcastic.
It doesn't do to mock, Granny. Daddy's been mocked before, but only by sinners.
It's how we know they're sinners.
Oh, of course Lot is God's best pal, isn't he? The prissy, narrow-minded blowhard.
Granny, you'll anger the Lord. Are you crazy?
She's falling apart.
I bloody am not. I'm only getting started.
No! My wife is falling apart.
The wind is blowing the salt away.
Oh, my little one.
My sweet, clever, curious little baby, how did you get yourself into this?
The Lord must be angry.
I'll gather up the bits.
You'll never gather it all up. The wind is too strong.
I can't hold her together. The grains are stinging my eyes. It's all blowing away. Oh, my child. Gone. Nothing left. Nothing to say she even existed but a few grains of salt.
All right, Jamira. It's okay. We'll get you back down to the cave.
Don't worry, Granny. We'll keep her story alive.
Oh, that's what worries me. It isn't her story. It's the story of Lot and what a great fellow he is. Nobody even calls her by her name. She's just a strange, pitiful footnote. Just like you girls are.
What?
I'm not a footnote.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
Do what?
Speak at the same time as
me. But you do that too.
It's really irritating. I can speak for myself, you know.
Girls.
Sorry, Daddy.
I think that I should probably go now.
Yes, Granny, you should go.
Girls.
We're only...
Hush.
Don't tell her to hush.
Girls, I'm only trying to look out for you. You know that. Look what happened to your mother. Look at her there. She's
gone, Lot. She's free. That's it. That's what it is. She's free. At last.
Never mind that. The important thing was... She didn't listen to me.
Oh, she's free. My little girl is free from this. And there's nothing to keep me here now.
She should have listened to me. She should have listened to the Lord. Isn't that right, Lord?
Lot?
They didn't listen to me in Sodom and Gomorrah. And look what happened to them. You think the Lord will stop at Sodom and Gomorrah? Oh, no. There's a few other cities I could name are due a rude awakening to.
Lot?
We've been keeping a close eye on Jericho for a while now, haven't we, Lord? Oh, yes, Emmaus. Fire and brimstone. Mark my words.
Lot, I'm going to go now.
The Nazarenes and the Canaanites, they're looking for a good, hard smiting.
Does he often get like this?
Like what? Oh, the talking to God?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Girls, I can't just abandon you here like this.
What?
Bethany,
come away with me. Now. I mean, I know it's a lot to ask.
Leave Daddy.
Leave our cave.
I know it'd be a big change. But...
We thought you'd never ask.
Oh, really? Well, good. I mean, I've only the one donkey. All right, up you get. So, come on. Come on, quickly. While he's not looking. Easy, girl, easy. Shh. Come on, giddy up. Come on, girl. Whoa. Hold tight. We're away.
Whoa.
Now, whatever you do, girls,
we know.
Don't look back.
Magdala won't know what hit it. Magdala will be overthrown and all that live within it. Isn't that right, Lord? Do you remember what Abraham said about me? Well, the only good man in Sodom and Gomorrah.